This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In 1939, the Museum of Modern Art in Manhattan was 10 years old, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt was president.
Because it has been conceived as a national institution, the museum can enrich and invigorate our cultural life in every home by bringing the best of modern art to all of the American people.
MoMA, as the Museum of Modern Art is called, is a national institution. It's home to Van Gogh's Starry Night, Picasso's Les Demoiselles d'Avignon, and many other masterpieces. It is also a private institution, unlike, say, the Smithsonian in Washington. So, unlike a Smithsonian museum, MoMA charges admission. When the museum reopens in Midtown Manhattan on Saturday, after a $425 million renovation, the price of a ticket will nearly double. Kids will get in free, Friday afternoons will be free, students will have discounts, and annual memberships will still be $75. But otherwise, a day at the museum, which used to cost $12 before the renovation, will now cost $20.
That is shocking. $20 to go to a museum? Do you think the general public will go into a museum that's $20? I don't think I would. I think that art should be for the masses, not just for the elite.
That's Margie Lipson of Los Angeles, who was visiting Midtown Manhattan recently. David Mack of Long Island City in Queens, New York, was more indulgent of the new MoMA ticket price.
If it takes that to be able to keep, you know, MoMA open and to be able to keep the art going, then in reality it's a small price to pay.
It is smaller than a night at the Metropolitan Opera, $26 for the cheapest seats on weekdays, and it's smaller than adult admission to Dolly Parton's Dollywood theme park in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. That's $36.80. $20 is the same price as adult admission to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. But it's a more expensive price than entry to any other major art museum we know of, and it's more than New Yorker Peggy Bayerga says she can pay.
I feel that there's a lot of things that I would like to take my kids to do and to see and to learn, but I think because I can't afford it, I'm left out of it. I believe that.
In recent years, MoMA has averaged 1,600,000 visitors a year. The museum's chief operating officer, James Garrett, says the $20 admission fee was set with the aim of sustaining and protecting the collection.
Security is a very expensive component of our budget. Utilities for us isn't just heat and light. It's maintaining humidity levels so that we conserve the art. We obviously have to insure the collections. We have to insure the buildings. And these are costs that have just gone up significantly over the last few years in the post-9/11 environment.
We checked a couple of other museums, several other museums around the country, to see what they charge. The Houston Museum of Fine Arts charges $7. The Art Institute of Chicago told us they charge $12 for admission. The Corcoran Museum in Washington, D.C. charges $6.75. And then we have all these Smithsonian Institution museums in Washington, and you know what they charge.
Right. Well, I should say that the Museum of Modern Art is a private institution, which makes us a little bit different from some of the institutions you mentioned. The other thing I would say is, again, in the year that we debated and debated and debated the pricing strategy, we looked at what other institutions do in terms of breaking up the admissions price so that there was a general admissions price, there would be a price for lectures, there would be a price for film, there would be a price for special exhibitions. We just decided we didn't want to confuse the public. We didn't want to put an impediment, a barrier, in terms of someone, a visitor who would want to see a film or would want to go to a gallery talk, that the pricing really was as simple as possible.
James Garrett says for $20, you get to see everything, and you can spend the whole day. For those who visit the museum frequently, the annual membership now costs less than four visits, and that arithmetic checks out for Tracy Garrett of Manhattan.
I think $20 is fine. I did just join, though, for the year, for $75.
But Rebecca Weinreich, who was visiting New York from Los Angeles, wondered about who won't be attracted to MoMA at these prices.
The thing about modern art, my own prejudice is that it sort of appeals to people who maybe are in a socioeconomic class to begin with, that they could afford it. So it may be that it just is not going to reach out to people who wouldn't otherwise have an interest anyway.
We asked Adam Gopnik, who writes for the New Yorker magazine, about the Museum of Modern Art and the price of admission. He says we shouldn't complain about the price. The fact is that the private museum, supported by philanthropy and ticket sales, as opposed to government, is a unique and great American institution. But he does wonder about MoMA's relationship with a very special clientele.
My first job in New York City was giving gallery lectures at the Museum of Modern Art, and that was in noontime. You would, a graduate student, stand in front of one of the pictures, like a pitchman on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, and a crowd would gather around. And what you learned over time was that the Museum of Modern Art had a very special and select kind of audience. They were people who didn't necessarily know very much academically about modern art, but who had over the years developed a habit of being in that museum. I recall very clearly a guy named Maxie, who was a 7th Avenue garment business guy, who was painting the missing portrait of Theo van Gogh. You know, Van Gogh never painted a portrait of his brother, Theo. And Maxie, on the basis of his close observation every lunchtime of the Van Goghs at the Museum of Modern Art, was going to paint the missing portrait of Theo. That kind of very intense, daily, eccentric, intimate relationship between the city audience and its museum, I fear may be in jeopardy. Now, of course, the notion is that the Maxies of this world, and I had another regular when I was giving gallery lectures who was making a needlepoint version of the Guernica, if you can imagine, in ochre and purple. That kind of relationship to the Museum of Modern Art, which is always very much part of its DNA, part of its cultural role, I fear losing. As I say, I think that the museum will tell you that if those folks will now buy memberships, and let's hope that's so.
Do you think that the Museum of Modern Art is dipping a toe in the water for all the museums in the country to see if they can push the envelope a bit here as to what you can charge people and not depress attendance too much?
Well, I was just giving a lecture at another museum in a smaller city over the weekend, and the director said exactly that to me, that you know, MoMA is the elephant, and you see what happens to the elephant first before all the smaller animals in the herd begin to react.
Adam Gopnik's story of the elephant is not that far off from something FDR said about MoMA back in 1939.
I trust that the fine example that this institution is affording will be widely copied throughout the land, and that the good work will continue until the influence of the best and the noblest in the fine arts will permeate every community in the nation that we call the United States.
The Roosevelt recordings are from the Museum of Modern Art's archives. By the way, the admission fee in 1939 was 25 cents, and adjusting for inflation today, that would be around $3.50.